You go like this and show stupid bang.
Oh, I hope you're not meaning I'm stupid, are you?
No. Right. Robbers. They go on the lift and they go bonk.
You're playing with a toy that's got a lift, aren't you?
It looks like a post popped outside.
Does it?
Yeah. Looks like.
It's like a post box. It does actually, doesn't it? Yes, you're quite right. And that's the outside of the lift, is it?
Nana said, is that a post box?
Did she? Did you play with it when Nana was here?
Yeah. But food is nearly scratching your toe.
Yeah, well, pussycats do that when they want feeding. They sort of climb up, don't they?
Yeah. The dogs do that.
I'm not quite sure what dogs do to me, because I've never owned a dog. I mean, I must have seen dogs when people are feeding them, but...
I see a dog jumping for a bone, but not seeing dogs.
I think my friend's dog, when it wanted feeding, used to go... Woo, 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 woo. You know, when the owner was actually putting the food on the plate, the dog got rather excited and barked a lot. But so I don't know whether they... Because pussycats like Purdy, I mean, she doesn't hear so well now, but she used to hear the fridge door opening. And they can also, they've got a good sense of smell, she can smell it, and she used to come trotting along. And she rubs around your legs, and she climbs up the cupboards, doesn't she, when she wants to.
Yeah! Felix keeps rubbing around my legs.
Oh, well, Felix is a very friendly cat. Felix rubs around your legs just when you're in the street, isn't he? A lot of cats do that.
Very good, isn't it? It's very tickly when you've got shorts on.
Is it? When pussycats rub around your legs when you've got shorts on. Yes, I would imagine it is.
Look what I found.
What have you found? Dun, dun, dun. Oh, yes, put that down, please. That's one of the tapes that we've recorded. Dun, dun. What were you doing? Looking through the hole in the middle? Is there a hole in the middle?
No.
No, I see this. Oh, no, there isn't. What am I thinking of? I think I'm thinking of CDs, aren't I? Mm. I have a hole in the middle.
You're thinking about CDs. See?
Babies! See babies. Took us a long time to learn to say that, didn't it? C. What is it? CBB. I can never say it. BBC on Choice.
CBeebies.
Yes, that's CBeebies. Children. I don't know what it is supposed
children,
to
be. Children. I'm a cake.
Children's what?
I'm a cake.
Children's I'm a cake? What's that mean? Mm-hmm. No, but CBBC was Children's BBC. That's what CBBC is, Children's BBC, but it's turning into CBeebies, which is for little children. Is that right?
Yeah. No, and there's some that likes it and they're 90.
There's some that likes it in the 90?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you don't have to be a child to watch it. I mean, I watch it with you and I'm a child.
No, but 14. People that are 14 not.
People that are 14 not allowed to watch it, aren't they?
When you're 40, then you are.
Pardon?
When you're 40, you are.
How are you? Oh, well, I'll carry on watching it then.
You can't watch it when you're 16.
When you're 16, but you're 16 a long time before you're 40, Thomas. If you're too old at 16, you must be too old at 40. Don't you think?
No, you're not.
Oh, look, that sounds very confusing.
I dropped the sausage.
Oh yes, what did you say you were playing with? The sausage factory.
I dropped the sausage powder.
Alright, sausage powder.
Yeah.
You think sausages are made from powder?
I'm making green sausage.
That doesn't sound very nice.
No, I just put green food, what do you call it?
Food colouring?
Yeah.
Food colouring?
Yeah. Is that nice?
Are they vegetarian sausages?
Do you like vegetarians?
Well, yes, I do. I'm just wondering whether the vegetarian sausages would have been green, because I think if the sausages we bought from Michael's Butchers were green, I'd take them back so that your sausages are off. Don't you?
Yeah.
That would be at all nice.
I do not make cat food. Dun, 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 dun.
Well, does Purdy want cat food, do you think?
She wants white cat food.
White cat food?
Uh-oh. Don't come here. Quank. Shut the door.
Perhaps she said it's a sausage factory and she thought it was ordinary sausages, not vegetarian ones.
Does she like sausage?
That would be the sort of thing that Purdy would like, wouldn't it?
Does she like sausage?
Well, I've seen her eat the odd sausage, but not her favourite. I think the thing is, when you're here, we don't have any leftover sausages anyway, do we?
Yes, we do.
We don't, because you eat them all, look. And even if you don't eat them in one meal, we have them for lunch the next day. At least you do.
One day, shall I say the Purdy one?
Well, I wouldn't say I wouldn't do it, Thomas. If you can eat it, I wouldn't do it. If there's ever anything, you know, a time when you...
Like drop cheese, she would nibble it. Well, yeah, she's a good cheese. Vacuum cleaner.
She is a good vacuum cleaner. She's a good girl. Let's get it, Kennedy.
Oh, my animals are good vacuum cleaners.
I have to start calling Purdy Nunu. Now he used to call me a Ninnin.
Hello, Purdy Nunu.
Purdy could be a Nunu, couldn't she?
Yeah.
Like the Teletubbies whacking to you.
Bye bye, Nunu. Teletubbies must have finished by now.
Oh my god, she's so dumb,
yeah. Yeah, dun 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 dun.
No, Thomas, don't. Thomas, no. Thomas, stop it. Turn that television off. No, don't put the television off.
I was still telling you, please.
Well, that'd save you right then, won't it, for doing...
As you was not early, Thomas!
Gone off Teletubbies a bit, haven't you?
Yes. Like Teletubbies everywhere.
You like Teletubbies everywhere?
Yeah. Come on, plug.
What's she mean to play?
Sausage Factory. Woo!
How do you play Sausage Factory?
You just visit me like you do it a pigsty.
I visit you like I do it a pigsty?
Yes.
I'm not in the habit of visiting pigsties. Do you find this food that Purdy eats hopeless? Because she just doesn't eat the chunks, she just eats the gravy. She leaves all the chunks just to dry up. Don't look at me for more food, puss. There's plenty there.
Yeah. Like, with me. He keeps saying that to me, no sweets.
Yes.
Now she's lucky.
She just seems to like the juicy gravy part.
Oh, dear, she's looking for gravy.
You can't just have the juicy gravy part, can you?
No, you cannot.
I don't think so, anyway.
Yeah, come on, play. Come on, play.
That's not going for me. You tell me what you're doing.
I play sausage factories. Beep, beep.
That looks like a breakdown truck to me.
It doesn't. It's got a hook on. All the sausages.
A hook on to hook all the sausages in.
Oh, look! It's turned round.
Oh, did you not know that?
No.
It spins round. Oh, that's very handy, isn't it? So that means you can pick up more things if you can turn it round. Isn't it?
Beep, 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 beep. Well, the crane is bigger than the factory.
It is, isn't it? The breakdown truck or whatever you're calling it is certainly bigger, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, that's a bit odd. You don't think it might many vehicles. It's bigger than a factory, Thomas, height-wise, do you? And what's in the back of the truck?
Grapes and flakes.
Grapes and flakes? Grapes and flakes?
Grapes.
Grapes.
And flakes.
Grapes and flakes.
They're called these grapes and flakes.
What are grapes and flakes, Thomas?
They're these. Dun, dun,
dun. Well, that looks like a bit of Lego to me. It's like the plough from your tractor. And your knee knots from the fire engine.
This is a grape tea. Witty, witty. She thinks that's food.
Well, it is. I've just scraped the old food onto the new
Don't bread. Get any more gravy!
No, because it's not old food, actually. It's just that she's...
She loves it so much she hates the chunks.
We need to scrape a few biscuits out and see if that will...
Hope there's no gravy in.
Right,
hang on. Can I sprinkle? I want to sprinkle one.
Watch the floors wet. Come on, quick. I'll just clean the floor. I just had to mop the floor where she was. She's not naughty. She probably thinks you're very messy as well.
Oi!
There you are, puss.
I'm going to get a lifesaver. What? No, my lifesaver's gone.
What's a lifesaver?
It's a lightsaber. That's a lightsaber.
What's a lightsaber?
It's a lightsaber that kills people. Wow! She's a poo and now she's dead.
That doesn't sound very nice, does it?
That's why they're having a war.
A lifesaver?
Yep.
Well, I don't think a lifesaver kills people. A lifesaver must be something that saves people's lives.
No, it isn't!
Isn't it?
No, it's a lightsaber. You kill people with it. It's a gun.
Oh, a lightsaber. You mean like a laser gun?
Yeah.
Type thing. Oh. Mind you, I suppose if you had a gun and somebody was going to shoot you and you shot them first, then it would be a lifesaver, wouldn't it? Because it saved your life before the other person got you.
Must be called a lightsaber.
Lightsaber.
If you were so naughty and you had a gun, I could go couldn't
I? I hope I wouldn't be that naughty that you wanted to do that to. It wouldn't be very good, would it?
That cat's eaten much.
Well, she's eaten a bit, yeah, she has actually, that's good. Right, now here's a tray, I've just washed a tray.
We're going to put some more chunks on.
No, not now. She can wait till the next
I'm attending.
Meeting.
Attending. We're going to put some more chunks on.
She's come back.
We've got more chunks.
She's had a little chop round of it when she's been out this morning, has she?
Nope.
Maybe that's why she's wandering around.
Yeah, it must be. It's funny. We've got more chunks.
Thomas, please, will you stop shouting?
We've got new cat chunks.
No, I don't actually know where the keys are. So the, oh, here they are, to the door. Come on, Piers, let's see if you want to go. I'm just opening the door in a few minutes. No, leave it, please, Tom. She's on the stairs. She can see the door's open. If she wants to go out, she'll go. Don't, because I don't want to go out. She doesn't want it to. What's she doing? Settling down?
No, she's running around. She's running out the door.
Is she going out? Oh, good. We'll just leave her to go naturally. Without chasing her, please. Would you like anything to eat, Thomas?
No.
Go and blow. Well, I'm going to sit and have some apple pie now. Is that all right?
Can you blow?
Would you like a piece of apple pie?
No, thanks. And you blow.
I'm here, Thomas, and you're there. What are we doing?
Playing stars and crackers.
That's okay, then.
Come and play me.
Oh, no, you don't just sit there, Fred. You're either in or out.
Shh. she does want to.
She quite knows what she wants to do, do you?
She's gone again. She must be waiting at the door.
Oh, we'll leave her a few minutes, then we'll open the door and she can come in again, can't she?
You can lock this wedding meow door. Slow. I want you some more meow food.
I think she's had enough.
I don't think she has.
Seamus?
Is that like a rotten
little
shirt? Yeah.
It's a felt hat, isn't it? So, do you actually make sausages at that factory, Thomas?
Yeah. Guess what?
What?
We can walk to the butcher's. We've got a butcher's right next to us.
Oh, that sounds good. Actually, I'm not going to have some apple pie. I'll just have a very quick sandwich. Are you sure?
Would you like a sausage? Sausage?
Yes, I want a sausage sandwich from your factory. That would be nice. Are you sure you don't want anything now?
Sure. Would you like a special sausage?
Yes, please. I imagine they're all special, aren't they, if they're made there? In a special factory.
There you go, Mum. These for yourself. It's a very special.
Oh, it is. And, oh, it's been delivered by the chappy in his truck. Thank you so much. That sounds nice.
I can just reverse back where I came from.
I just said it sounded nice and I meant it looked good.
Sausages do not talk.
No, I realise what that said. I've got all muddled up. I've forgotten where we were. I've forgotten what I was doing.
That's what old ladies like to do.
Not forget what you're doing.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Where goes the lorry? He just re-noticed, Mum. That's there, Dinton.
And what does that do?
It squashes all the sausages, then it tastes even better.
Right. When you say it squashes them, do you mean it makes them into sausage shapes?
Yep.
Or it packs them?
It makes them sausage shapes.
Right, I see. Well, that sounds like a very important piece of equipment then, isn't it?
Yep. Beep, a beep, a beep, a beep, a beep. And you know what? All the flat ones go all in this pipe there.
Yes.
And it zooms up the stairs.
Yes.
And then it comes down here again and starts all over again.
Goodness me.
It's very hard to go up the stairs when the sausage is behind you.
I bet.
It's good when the sausage machine's turned off.
I imagine it's quite a dangerous place to work, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We have even a digger there.
Do you? What do you have the digger there for?
To dig all the sausages into a pile. That's this digger's done there.
That doesn't sound very nice, Thomas. I don't think I like to eat sausages that a digger have digged.
No, they're having boxes first.
Oh, I see.
Well, no, the digger's done this one.
Yes. I was about to say the digger had digged, but I think I meant the digger dug.
The digger dug.
Digger dug. The digger had digged.
Digger dog.
The digger dogged. Digger dugged. The digger had...
Dog.
Digger had dug.
That's interesting because the machine that pulled the trailer for your sausage is just parked right next to a big truck.
That's it.
Yep, and a big truck's going to start up in a minute.
Right. What's the matter, Thomas? Don't do that, please. Thomas, what are you doing? What's the matter?
I want you to eat your sausage. Oh, I'm going to drive mad.
Drive mad?
It's smashing to your house.
Well, I don't think I'll do business with you. That's the attitude.
Oh, I've got a
pulley leg out.
I'm a stick.
You don't sound like a very good businessman to me. I don't think people would usually say, if you don't eat my sausages, I'll smash into your house. That sounds very strange.
I'm I don't do that. I said, I won't smash into your house.
Oh, right.
Eat it, Mum.
That tastes good. That does taste good. And I was quite surprised to find that it was hot as well. A hot sausage. Do you cook them at the factory as well?
I do.
Do you cook them at the factory?
We've got a cooker.
Have you?
If we've got a cooker. No, we've not got a cooker.
Oh, I just wondered why the sausage was hot when I ate it.
Well, that's why you have... That's why the powder's very hot. The powder never warms up.
Well, I've forgotten these aren't normal sausages, are they? These are very special sausages made with powder. I've forgotten that.
Yeah. I was walking with my eyes closed, and here, when there was a playground, and I went, ow! Into the freezer.
So there's a playground in the factory as well?
No, when they thought, if they didn't think it could be a plastic factory first.
Oh, I see. They were building something and they thought, what shall we make? Mm. And they suddenly decided a sausage factory, but before then it could have been a playground, could it? Mm. Right, so I'm just going to see if Purgatory is in.
She's out.
Coming out. It's about to see, we'll see if she wants to come in, but she knocked me down, didn't she?
She's rain. It's been raining when we were playing.
Has she got wet?
You are a foggy cat. Ew.
She's wet. A soggy
muggy. Stop it! Yeah, it's a soggy muggy. You are a soggy muggy! No, you cannot come in my house.
Leave her alone. There's no point touching her, is there? Getting yourself and her upset. Oh, Perdita.
I know what she wants.
She needs a good dry off, I think.
I know what she wants.
What do you think she wants?
That gravy food.
Gravy food.
Oh, no, you don't. That's the gravy food.
Well, I'm just putting a bit of fresh to mix with the old. Hopefully she'll eat some more. Now, I've just cleaned your tray, madam, so don't make a mess. Ugh, she's wet her tail. Horrible.
Hello. But it's surprising.
What's surprising?
Would you go like this, Mum? Still raining?
Doesn't look as if it is, does it?
But it is.
But it must be because it's raining.
But did you go like this? You go like this, Mum? What?
Your toughness.
I just said I'm a fingers. I've gone past the butchers. No, I've got some powder. Actually, I've got some flour now.
Oh, yes. You put a flour in there.
Ooh, I can hug it under
here. Excuse me, please, Thomas.
I just need to...
Excuse me, please.
My burden. It's like Purdy, isn't it?
It's like Purdy.
You say, excuse me, I mean that chair. That chair one.
I don't understand what you mean.
Like, if you want to go in the deck down there, you go, excuse me.
Oh, yes.
Pardon?
Tell Purdy, don't run across the island.
Don't run across the shop. No, it's not a cat food one. It's a gravy food one. I should say that. It's a sausage one. You won't like it. Go away.
She's come to see she's having a wash now, isn't she, to get rid of the rain.
Don't we should get rid of some.
It's funny, really, because if we go out in the rain,
yeah,
we want to get dry, but Purdy actually washes herself. If we wash ourselves, we get wet. Purdy washes herself, she dries herself as well. Mind you, I must admit, sometimes if we've been very wet, do you remember when we went to the park once?
Yeah.
All your clothes are wet. We came straight in, took our clothes off, dived in the bath. A lovely hot bath and then dried ourselves.
And now we're even wetter.
So that's what Curdy's doing, isn't it?
Donk a donk a ding a ding a donk a ding a ding a ding a ding a ding. Bless you, Purdy.
Did she sneeze?
Yeah. Well,
a little tissue sneeze.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no, the green one, not me. We need to go very high. That's why.
Why? What's happened?
That came out of the socket. It came out of the socket.
Oh dear, right.
You again, Purdy. Bless you.
And the bird is enjoying the company, actually, aren't you? She's shaking her head a lot, isn't she? She's very happy about the rain.
Yeah. Oh, she's looking at that. Flowers.
I've got some flower. Yeah. That's actually a bit. Now don't rip it, Thomas, because it's not a toy.
I need to get off here.
Well, you should be careful. That's it.
This is sunflower to make the sausage.
Well, it's a piece of rubber that's mark-like and shaped like a sunflower, and it's purple. And it's actually a jar twist. It's used to grip jars and bottles to open the tops.
What?
But do you know what I use that one for?
No.
To put underneath the books, the cookery books on the kitchen bookshelf to stop them slipping. Because they're a package of two and I use one for opening jars and that one's a sort of bookend.
Well, this is some flour.
But don't damage the hook part, otherwise it won't, we won't be able to hang it up.
This is the flour that's getting squashed. It is like the main machine.
So is that part of making sausages, that flour?
Yep. You know this flour that you make cakes with?
Yes.
This is sunflower.
Oh, is it? Purple sunflower.
I bet you know what I did. Like the sausages. You know what I did?
No.
Like you did, I did to the sausage.
Oh, you're flattening it. You're making it into...
No, no. Why is sunflower yellow and the purple this time?
Well, it's because it's not real sunflower. It's just a piece of rubber.
I'll give you a clue. Like I did to the sausages.
Put colouring in there?
Yes.
Oh, you put purple food colouring in it, have you? To make it
it's
look like
cat food.
To make it look like a purple one.
Yeah.
I don't think
Birdie
would like purple cat food, Thomas, do you? Oh, there we are, you see. She's letting you know what she thinks about that idea.
I think that's a meow. Wow. No.
I think it was a definite no, that.
Yeah. That's a definite no. Let's see if I play that again. Oh, my body's so itchy today.
Your body's itchy, whereabouts?
Ooh, right where the poo comes out.
Oh, it's all right. Has it tickled there before?
Yes. Oh, knee hang right there. Ooh.
Well, that's not where the poo comes out, is it?
No, but it really hurts that poo-poo.
But sorry, you banged yourself last night, didn't you?
Yes.
When you fell. Let's turn down, let's see if you just got... When you hit that part of your back, right at the very, very bottom of your back, on your bottom, it's called your coccyx. Stand up and let me have a look, because that can hurt. And that's possibly what you bruised.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's sore, as in, like a bruise, you mean? Yes, I know. It's because you banged it. You landed on your bottom where you fell.
Yeah, I need this for a minute.
Okay.
I don't need a brush.
Right.
I put the brush down the cellar, but I need this.
Yeah, you've got the dustpan
now. Yeah, but I'm turning it. It scoops up things like the sausage. Like a building site. Carry bricks with it, usually.
Mm-hmm.
I get a building site.
So why do you need bricks at the sausage factory?
No, I'm just showing you, like, in the building site, you have these to carry bricks.
Did you?
Yeah. What do you do?
There's a special name for it, but I can't quite make what it is.
Need more sausage powder. I need more sausage. It is pouring, can you hear?
Oh, I can now. Right, be quick, Tom, come back in here quickly.
This is Tom's quick. This is our quick of Tom's then.
Come on, Thomas, hurry up now.
I am nearly ready.
Come on, quick, quick.
Quick, quick, I'm coming.
Come on, don't get very many because they've all got to be put away in a minute. Come on. Right, that's enough. Well, that's a lot.
That's sausage powder.
Right, don't get any more, please. As if they're not picked up at the end of the day, you know what Daddy said?
Oh, yes. In the bin it goes.
In the bin it goes, so just remember that, please. No, put that, Thomas, put it down.
You just put this into the big machine, no?
It's very useful, that just spin a brush, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Put it into the cellar. It's here.
Right. That's the cellar in the sausage factory, is it?
Yep. It's a large bit. It's very big, the cellar.
Mm-hmm.
Let's fit that in. There's a special passageway. Go down here and there's the cellar. Like a screen on.
What's she getting now? A cone. Is that to warn people of danger?
I'm gonna put it here. Then. Right, put it up somewhere.
Do people have to wear special hats and coats when they enter your factory?
Yep.
And there's my sausage there, look on the table that you gave me. I'm going to just pop a light on because it's not very nice. Good job to see.
My sausages need to be warm.
What's that? The cooker? Just mind the microphone then.
I need to press this button.
Right.
You know what this button does?
Right.
Just pretend.
No, I don't. What does it do?
I'll press it.
Press this and we'll see. Oh, it plays the wheels on the bus. That's that little book, Birthday's Teddy Surprise, isn't it? I mean, Teddy's Birthday Surprise. Wasn't it funny this morning when I said, Daddy's gone to work, and you said, which Teddy? And I said, not a Teddy, Daddy. You thought I said, Teddy had gone to work. Did you think it was one of your teddy bears from your bedroom?
Yeah.
And where do you think Teddy would work?
To get some more teddies.
No, but where do you think he would work?
In the teddy factory.
In the teddy factory.
Where all the teddies can go, but not
the
children.
It's quite funny, isn't it? You thought I said Teddy. You look very puzzled.
Steady Eddie, Teddy Eddie. I've got all the mixture in a big water.
Put all the mixture in water. Well, is that powder, sausage powder?
Yep.
Well, I suppose you have to put the powder into water, don't you? Mix it up and make it work.
Mm.
No, do you want to put it on the top?
Then a big brush comes along.
And what does the big brush do?
It moves all of the sausage powder. This case, if it doesn't work, dun dun.
Right, can I slip that brush off the table? Dun, 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 dun. It sweeps dirty floors, we don't want it on the table.
Dun, 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 dun. This will work.
Mm. Well, be gentle, watch the handle when it drop off.
Don't want that to go in the cooker.
No.
I'm in a cooker.
A cooper?
Cooper.
Cooker?
Yeah, I'm in a cooker. Boiling hot in a cooker.
You have to have special coats on, maybe.
No, I have fireman's coats on and trousers because I'm in the oven.
Oh, I don't think fireman could stand in an oven, Thomas, even in with the special clothes.
Oh.
I don't think you actually get in the oven, do you? Not when it's lit.
Yes, I do. It's very hot in here. Fire brigade one.
Well, surely if things are put on trays and rollers and they slide into the oven, surely you don't have to stand in the oven. That sounds a bit too dangerous.
The oven's right up here. It's very hard to lift it. It is.
That seems a long way up.
Dun, dun, dun. It's up to here. There is a flying parasault.
Parasault?
I mean, flying aeroplane. I mean, flying fire engine. Woo, woo, swooping.
I've never seen a fire engine do that before.
Yeah.
It was hovering above the factory. Was it spraying water there?
Yeah.
Is that how they got the oven out of the night?
No.
What was it doing?
It was landing.
Water landing? Mm. Oh, Thomas. I just said be careful, didn't I?
Luckily, this is still working. Hello?
No, don't shout in that. I didn't realise what you'd knocked off, but suddenly I saw the light flash. I think it's all right. I think we're going to get wet.
We don't think I'll play with that.
No. Would you like some apple pie?
Yeah. I've got plenty of sausages that I can eat. It's very sudden not real sausage.
I bet you are. Well, I've just had a nice cheese sandwich and a small piece of apple pie.
I think I'll have a little piece of cheese.
Would you like some cheese?
Wow, my headache's gone and my poorliness.
Your headache and your poorliness have gone?
Yeah.
Good.
Now I can start having lunch.
And what would you like?
No, I don't want any lunch.
You don't want lunch, but would you like a piece of cheese?
I like sausage roll. Make a sausage roll.
Make a sausage roll? I can't make a sausage roll.
Get some sausages from Michael's. Squash them flat with potato smasher. And then get baked things that you have on sausage roll. And then
pastry. It's pastry.
And then there's a sausage roll.
Very good.
Put some orange skin in it too.
Orange skin?
Yep.
That doesn't sound very right for sausage rolls.
Yes, it is. Lovely mixed up with baked beans. I told everybody my cat was dead.
Well, that was silly, wasn't it? Because she's not.
Who?
Why did you tell them your cat was dead?
Because if I told them I had a war, my cat was dead.
Because what?
I told them our cat had a war and then she was dead.
She had a what and then she was dead?
A war.
A war? Birdie had a war and then she was dead. You mean she had a fight with somebody?
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't nice, because when she does die, you'd be very upset, and we all were.
And then North said, oh, you're tricking me.
Yes, well, I was going to say, when she does die, and he tells them, they won't take any notice, because they'll think, well, he's just saying it for sympathy, because she's already dead. And you'll be upset, and nobody will bother, because they'll all think you're just making it up.
But Georgia won't. Anyway, I told you over a fib. My cat's called Birdie Bamboo. Birdie Bamboo?
Well, her kitten's called Bamboo, isn't it? Yeah. Well, she knows Birdie isn't called Birdie Bamboo. She probably wouldn't take any notice.
Why?
But Georgia will know when Birdie dies, because she only lives opposite, doesn't she?
Well, how will she know?
Because we'll tell her.
I tell everybody else. Thomas is dangerous.
He is that what it says on that piece of wood? Thomas, danger.
Thomas, danger.
Quite dangerous having a Thomas in the house.
Pardon?
It's quite dangerous having a Thomas in the house.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it? That fits very well at the bottom of that slide, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think you should use that as a hammer, Thomas, because that's part of another toy. And if it gets broken...
And the other part's even broken.
Well, the other part's missing, isn't it? So one part's missing.
When I go to Nan Grandad, shall I look for it?
Yes, please. One part's missing, and if this part's broken, then we'll be in a right mess with the toy, won't we?
Mm.
Won't work at all, then.
Comes down from the sky, this sausage is.
It sounds a very strange factory to me. Sausages coming down from the sky. Doesn't seem right.
The fire engine flying. Up comes the fire engine. Must be on top gear when it flies.
I've never seen a fire engine fly. I've seen sometimes television pictures of when there's, say, a bad forest fire, aeroplanes swoop very low and shoot water out, don't they? They jet water down.
Yep.
But I've never seen a fire engine swinging in the sky like that.
Look where it's landing. It's landing at the sausage factory.
Is there actually a fire at the sausage factory, or is it just putting the oven out?
You're putting the oven out.
Well, surely it would be better just to turn the oven off, wouldn't it, and let it cool down. Do you really need the fire brigade to come out?
Yep. It's very hard to put out with water. It's very hard to put out with our water, but not the fire brigades.
So does this happen every single day that the sausage factory is working?
Yes, and every time it's nearly finished, the fire engine swoops down.
But what happens if there's a cat stuck up a tree, or an accident, or a proper fire, and the fire engine's busy putting your oven out? Is that not dangerous?
No, we have two fire engines that swoop down. We have 9 fire engines that swoop down in our house.
Well, that must be very expensive. But what I was meaning was if there was a house fire, and you needed a fire in emergency, and they said, oh, sorry, the fire engine's busy putting the oven out. And somebody could be hurt while the fire engine's busy doing
that
job.
We've got 19 fire engines that flew down here.
You seem to be having more and more fire engines.
That's why everybody, I've got a problem putting this down.
The ladders. Just gently, don't break it, Thomas.
I think I've already broke it.
Well, just do it gently. Pass it to me. Just do it gently.
No, it's coming off.
Well, don't. That's it. That's it. Just very gently slide it back in. Because this is the only fire engine with ladders that work now, isn't it?
Hope this is not the same.
Well, would you like to pass it to me, Thomas, and we'll sort it out rather than you forcing it and
breaking. Well, I see to my sausages.
There you are. They don't seem to be very stable fire engine ladders, toy fire engine ladders.
real fire ladders are really stable.
Oh, Lolly, they have to, don't they? At least I would hope they would be. But this does seem to happen with all yours, and I don't quite understand what the problem is.
It's maybe because they my toys.
They don't hate being your toys. You're a nice
my
little boy.
My cupboard's going.
They aren't fixed.
Next time, I hope it works this time.
Perhaps the poor ladders are worn out if they have to keep putting the oven out in your factory.
They're going fast reversing.
Could I imagine ordinary fire engines, proper fire engines, wouldn't have to use the ladders every time, because some fires that they go to, they wouldn't need to use ladders.
They do at my stage.
Yes, but that's what I mean. If they have to put the ladders up to put your fire out every single day, the poor ladders are probably worn out.
First controller is sit. Place. Drive a plane. Up it comes.
Mind all those things.
Finding the pressing the oven button to make it even hotter. Ready, I'm just going to put the controller into the control room. That makes it hotter. Now I'm going to put it even hotter.
I don't think the fireman would be very pleased if he thought that while he was trying to put it out, you were in the control room making it hotter, do you? And what's that do?
It makes the room very, very hot!
Is it?
Ah, my body's hurting! Ooh! Need to call for the fire brigade.
What, because your body's hurting?
Yeah.
I don't think I'll do it.
No! It's tickles! No! It tickles! No, the fire's flat. No, my body's not! Sausage Factory, no! Please. What shall we play?
Oh, I thought we were playing this.
Yep. Well, I don't know what to do. I have sausages. I'm in the oven.
In a few minutes, I think it's time to go and brush your teeth.
A few minutes, and now it's sausage.
And then we'll get you changed, because we're going out later, aren't we?
But I have a walking stick. I found a walking stick.
Thomas, no. No. Come here, please, no. Thomas, I shall get cross. Turn it off, now. Do as you're told, you're not allowed to touch that.
I want something, Nana. My favourite programme's on.
What's your favourite programme?
Coconut Shorts. Well, it's on now. Come on, Mum.
Not just yet. I thought you were still playing with this. Well, you need to pick all these things up before you can watch television. Why don't you park everything at the side, put the fire engine away, and this piece of wood, and then you can move the other things to the side.
The big thing is parking it here.
Don't hide it under there, because we won't... Thomas!
It flips there.
Come on, because we won't know where it is.
Then I will.
And is this still at the factory, this little sound?
Yep.
And what does that do?
It'll get
the
oven hotter.
And so if you're packing up the factory, surely you don't want the oven getting hotter now.
Okay. Not very stable.
It isn't, is it?
They got a part of at the side.
Well, will it not go on the box?
I want it to be here. I want it to be here.
Well, it belongs on that box.
I wanted to leave it here.
You put it on the box.
I want to play with it after Gabriella's party.
Well, it's only a moment to move it, isn't it?
No.
Thomas, I'm just putting it on this box here. Listen, if it's not flying around.
Every time that I need a move.
To move anything to get it out, you just pick it off the top of the box. It's not even in the
box.
Then
you leave it over.
Now listen, if you leave it on the floor, Daddy will get annoyed, or worse still, he'll accidentally tread on it, Because it's, you've just said yourself, it's not very stable, is it? And if you tread on it, then you won't have a toilet. You'll have to go in the bin.
Can you hold a pan for me?
Oh, where is it?
There.
Where
is it in? Oh, I've got a walking stick! I've got a walking stick!
Right, come on.
It's too hot.
This is team effort, Thomas. I'm holding the sweeper, the dustpan, and you're brushing off,
aren't you? I'm on a break, dinner.
Yes, I think if I let you get it all into a pile before I stand there holding that.
I'm walking stick.
You look like somebody who's blind with a white stick. It's the handle from the brush, isn't it?
It's hard. I bet it's been very hard to be on crutches.
Oh yes, being on crutches is... hurts under your arms a lot to be on crutches.
Why?
Well, because you're putting all your weight on the... you're using your arms instead of your legs to walk, aren't you? Mm. Well, you can use one leg, but...
all of the legs.
You need to put your weight sort of on the sticks.
Oh, I've done a walking stick.
Would you like me to put the brush head back on?
No, I won't.
And then after this, you don't play with it again, Thomas, because it's going to get broken.
Look at this, Mum. I wash you, and I wash the.
Thomas, that's been sweeping the floor. Don't put this in your hair.
I need a jump.
Where
am I? Oh, the leave it there. Keep holding it. But your arms are aching.
No, my arms are fine.
They're all aching in a minute. I need to be quick as that music. Oh, that's very hard.
That's
because
right.
Of that music.
You've got to beat the buzzer. Before that music finishes, you've got to have it all swiped up. Quick. More haste, less speed. Oh. Break off to switch the button, just keep sweeping. Quick. Right. Put all my ears played again. Quick, Thomas. Oh, now your brush head's fallen off. Just use the brush head to sweep it in by hand. Birdie doesn't sound happy, does she?
No. She does not. Does she? No.
Well, you didn't manage that in the time, did you? That reminds me of that Bob the Builder book we got for your birthday. Where you've got to turn the timer and you've got so many seconds to do all the jobs on each page. Do you remember you turn the timer around and each page asks you to do a little task? And you've got to do it before the 60 seconds are up and the pinger goes bing bing. Right.
You keep pressing it, please.
No, well, I'd like you to just...
Can you press this every single time? Help! God!
Don't rush so much, Thomas. By rushing so much, you make more of a mess. Just do it slowly and gently. Take your time.
Press it again.
Oh, well, when it's finished.
Good, started.
This is what you make the men do at the factory at the end of the day, tidying up all the sausages.
Yeah. It's not so easy.
It isn't. Here, one's the one here.
Oh, God. She's shooting.
You're nearly finished. Right. You're going to go and tip them back into the box now.
That's going to be hard if I drop them.
Okay, so what shall I put them back in the box for you?
No. Then? You look up for that one. Mind your chair. Don't want it to split up on you.
this time.
I can hear the pitter-patter again.
I can hear the pitter-patter, yes. Yeah, who said that?
Me.
Oh. Your bottom's nice.
You know, it's a big one.
Because you've got a brush attached. Well, it's not a brush, it's a dustpan, isn't it? Are you going to put those away now? Put the handle back on, the head back on the brush, darling. Now put the head back on, Thomas, before you put it away. So when we want to use it again, especially in a hurry, it won't be ready, won't it? No, you'll have to do it before it's hooked up, Thomas. No, it's going to fall off again. Come on, let's do it properly. Come on. Thomas, don't you? It's been used to brush floors.
You should have catched it.
Do you know what these little rough bits are for?
No.
If you need to scrape the brush for any reason. If you need to give the brush a quick clean. You rub it along there, that's what they're for.
Right. I'm puffed out.
You puffed out? Right, you're going to park your breakdown truck or whatever you were calling it today. What was it? It's a delivery truck. I can't remember. What was it, Thomas?
I didn't call it anything.
Did you not? Why don't you stand a Lego tractor and trailer in the back and then that's tidied it all up?
No, I'll tell you about this. Oh, genius, how beautiful.
Oh, thank you. What about this purple sunflower?
I'm going to rub that on my button.
Very silly. Put it up there.
H.
Thomas, put it up there.
Where you go, what? Right. That's two charges! This photograph.
Oh, yes, looking at one of your photographs.
That's two charges.
Two charges?
Three charges!
I only know one. Who are the other two charges?
Kelly and Minnelli.
Kelly and Minnelli?
Yeah.
Georgia Kelly and Georgia Minnelli?
Yeah. And the other one's called Sally Babelli and Boo 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 Boo.
I've never heard of those little girls, I must have met.
They're called Doodle and Boo.
Did they come to your party?
Pardon?
Did they come to your party?
They went like this.
I can't remember seeing them there, I must admit, Thomas.
Kelly and the Kelly Boop!
Is that a book that you've been reading?
No. Kelly and the Kelly did a bop, bop, flop! Kelly and the Kelly did a this. Kelly and the Kelly did a wee.
Don't jump on there, please. Thomas, don't.
Went on the toilet and bumped the bottom.
Well, there doesn't seem to be anything wrong with your bottom at the moment, the way you're leaping around.
What? I'm going to show my pants.
Well, at least they're clean, aren't they?
Use this one. I like to see the boost me.
The shoe people. Oh, yes, that's funny, isn't it?
Oh, it's only an innie. Well. Nothing.
Right.
Let's start at the very beginning. No, that's from the beginning.
You want to start at the beginning?
Not the end. Oof. Eat. For now.
I think it would be better in a different show, don't you?
Yeah.
The shoe people are noisy day in shoe town.
A shoe town. That one must have a big shoe.
It says the noisy day in shoe town. Musical mayhem as Trampy and Sergeant Major fight the battle of the bands.
Thanks.
Sergeant Major was patrolling his garden to make sure that everything was straight. He didn't like anything that wasn't straight, square or even. He would often go around on his hands and knees measuring the height of the grass and snipping off any blades that were too high. One day a butterfly landed on one of Sergeant Major's daffodils and made the stem bend a little. "Shoo, butterfly," said Sergeant Major loudly. Sergeant Major always spoke very loudly because he'd been in the army so long. "Stop bending my flower," he ordered. The butterfly fluttered off to Trampy's garden, where he wouldn't be disturbed. In Trampy's garden, nothing was straight, square or even. Flowers and bushes grew just how they wanted to. The grass was never cut. It was a very relaxed sort of garden. For once, there were no plants hanging over the fence between Sergeant Major and Trampy's garden. Sergeant Major was always on the lookout for any untidiness coming from Trampy's side of the fence. Sergeant Major was very pleased to see all the tidiness and started to march around the lawn. Hop, two, three, four, hop, two, three, four. Head held high, arms straight, a perfect example of a military man. Sergeant Major hummed a rousing march as he strode along, his arms swinging. He hummed, marching along cheerfully. But then his concentration was broken by a strange sound coming from Trampy's garden. A strange, soft, whistling sound. Sergeant Major marched to the fence. "What's that din?" he bellowed. "Trampy, what is that racket you're making?" Trampy was sitting in an old deck chair, relaxing. He was holding a long, thin musical instrument. He held it up for Sergeant Major to see. "It's a penny whistle," he said. "Oh, what?" yelled Sergeant Major, a look of amazement on his face. "A penny whistle," replied the relaxed Trampy. "Listen." He put the whistle to his lips and played a little tune that was like a wind, like the wind tinkling through a crystal chandelier.
"That's horrible, that is," said Sergeant Major. "Can't you play any proper music like a good march?"
He stopped playing and looked at Sergeant Major. "I don't like marches," he said. Sergeant Major was speechless for about 3 seconds.
"You don't like marches?" he bellowed in a voice that was even louder than before. "Well, we'll see about that."
He did a smart about turn and marched into Drill Hall, his house. Trampy carried on playing. Is that a snail?
Yeah.
Trampy carried on playing. Three butterflies fluttered by in time to the music, and the snail did a very smooth and slippery sliding slow step. In drill hall. Oh, just a minute, we need to stop the tape. Just one moment, I forgot.
Drill hall.